I want to share with you about the old gospel ship this morning. And I'm going to share with you out of John's gospel. This story is what we call in the synoptic gospels. The story is in all the gospels, I believe. But I know it's in at least three of them. But it's a familiar story. And I'm going to share from the New Living Translation. And I know Joanne, one time when she got her New Living Translation, she said to me one time, my translation is a little bit different than yours. I said, well, sometimes some Ralphie words get in there. So Tina had a good idea, and Phil made it happen that the scripture that I'm going to share with you is on the screen, and it is the New Living Translation. Now, sometimes there's little different versions of the New Living Translation, but you'll see, I think this one's pretty accurate. But it doesn't matter what translation you use in your own personal study, because you cannot take the spiritual truth away from God's Word. Hear God's Word, chapter 6, verses 1 through 21. This starts out about the feeding of the 5,000. After this, Jesus crossed over the Sea of Galilee, also known as the Sea of Tiberias. A huge crowd kept following him wherever he went because they saw his miracles as he healed the sick. Then Jesus went up into the hills and sat down with his disciples around him. In parentheses, it says it was nearly time for the annual Passover celebration. Verse 5. Jesus soon saw a great crowd of people climbing the hill looking for him. Turning to Philip, he said, Philip, where can we buy bread to feed all these people? He was testing Philip, for he already knew what he was going to do. Philip replied, it would take a small fortune to feed them. Then Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, spoke up. There's a young boy here with 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. But what good is that with this huge crowd? Tell him to sit down, Jesus ordered. So all of them, the men, alone numbered 5,000, sat down on the grassy slopes. Then Jesus took the loaves, gave thanks to God, passed them out to the people. And afterward, he did the same with the fish. And they all ate until they were full. Now gather the leftovers, Jesus told his disciples, so that nothing is wasted. There were only 5 barley loaves to start, but 12 baskets were filled with pieces of bread the people did not eat. So when the people saw this miraculous sign, they exclaimed, surely he is the prophet that we have been expecting. Jesus saw that they were ready to take him by force and make him king. So he went higher into the hills alone. And then picking it back up in verse 16. That evening, his disciples went down to the shore to wait for him. But as darkness fell, Jesus still didn't come back. They got into the boat and headed across the lake towards Capernaum. Soon a gale swept down upon them as they rowed, and the sea grew very rough. They were 3 or 4 miles out when suddenly they saw Jesus walking on the water towards the boat. They were terrified, but he called out to them, I am here, don't be afraid. Then they were eager to let him in, and immediately the boat arrived at their destination. May God add his blessings to the reading and hearing and the understanding of God's holy and precious word.